When Uncle Tom's Cabin was published in 1852, it sold 10,000 copies in the first week and helped fuel the abolitionist movement. Books can spark social change. That's why thousands of people in Rochester, New York are reading A Lesson Before Dying by Ernest Gaines, and they're getting together to talk about it. From member station WXXI in Rochester, Brenda Tremblay reports.
When Joe Flaherty heard about the idea of a whole city reading the same book, he got excited. He's the head of a local literary organization called Writers in Books that's coordinating the event in Rochester. He's convinced everyone, from the district attorney to recent immigrants, to read the same novel.
We're hoping, on the broadest kind of basis, for people to see that books are an important part of our culture, that they're not just quiet little objects that people take, precious little objects, into their own homes to read and then put them on shelves or return them to the library, but they're actually social catalysts.
That's why he picked A Lesson Before Dying by Ernest Gaines. It's a short and simply written story about a young black man who's wrongly sentenced to death for a murder he didn't commit. The man's godmother asks a teacher to help her son cope with his circumstances, to teach him a lesson before dying.
There are issues in it that affect our community here, and certainly any community in the beginning of this century. There's issues of racism, both in general society and in the judicial system. The death penalty, which is a very important topic being discussed here in New York State.
To get people to read the book and talk about these issues, Flaherty distributed red pins that say, "I'm reading Ernest Gaines." You see them on lapels in city supermarket checkout lines and in the corridors of suburban malls. At a local Barnes & Noble's, a group of retirees is sipping vanilla cappuccinos and politely listening to each other's opinions.
I thought it was beautifully written. I enjoyed the description of the personalities. I enjoyed the smell of things and the way things looked.
Marge Holliday and her friends are most interested in the way young people talk to their elders in the book. She says it reminded her of the respectful way she talked to her own grandmother when she was growing up. But not everyone has the same reaction to A Lesson Before Dying.
My teacher. She wasn't going to say a thing to my teacher.
Well, maybe because it's because I'm 21 and you for maybe it is, but I'm sorry. In that scene,
you
in that book,
punch your teacher in the face. I wasn't going to. You know,
in a renovated factory in the city, Yolanda Presley and her classmates in a GED class are upset by a scene in the novel in which a teacher hits a student. They themselves have seen violence sparked by racial tension.
Yeah, I don't like the way they are treating the blacks because I think they're still living in two separate worlds. The blacks has to stick with the black and whites has to stick with the white, and the black has also to do by what the whites say.
It's great to know that, you know, an entire city is interested in your work.
Ernest Gaines has faced his readers. He's met with busloads of school kids and readers in public libraries all over Rochester. Gaines says most readers tell him they're shocked by the racial inequalities he portrays in 1940s Louisiana. But the part of the book that readers want to talk about the most is a chapter toward the end. It's the diary kept by a young black man wrongly sentenced to death. In it, he sits down and grapples with life's big issues.
What is justice and what is injustice? And all these things he's trying to find out. What is love and what is not love? And he's trying to find out these things within those few moments, a few days and a couple of weeks that he still has to live.
These are the very issues that people in Rochester ought to be thinking about, according to Mayor William Johnson. He says he's troubled by the growing concentration of poverty in the inner city. Mayor Johnson is promoting the book to try to get residents to think about race relations in an area where the suburbs are springing up farther and farther away from the city's core.
I mean, we move much faster. People don't interact. We're growing much larger, and so we become strangers. Some of these projects, I think, allow people to get beyond that, and if they have a common experience, like, you know, like doing the same thing or enjoying the same experience, then I think it does make it easier.
And broaching touchy subjects like racial inequality is far more effective with a good story, the mayor says. It provides a kind of parable that residents can read and talk about safely. For NPR News, I'm Brenda Tremblay in Rochester, New York.